好 ，Let's bow our heads and pray in silence。
请大家同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start the morning session's Bible study.
奉主圣名开始我们早上的查经。
Please rise and sing hymn 373。
请大家站立唱诗373首。
The flock from the from there into life he went for his own open roads and above is given to him for the flock of his love. Oh,Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
请
坐。
Before we go into the teaching of the book of Esther, let's have a silent prayer.
在我们一起学习以斯帖记之前，我们一起来重新默祷。
Amen.In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are together to study the book of Esther, chapter 1.
奉主圣名在这里开始查考以斯帖记第一章。
The name of the book says, was named one that, the chosen people or the lady.
我们知道呢，以斯帖记呢是从一个女子，一个神的百姓的名字得来的。
In the Bible, that's the only two. There are two books that's named after the the female chosen, chosen people comes.
那我们知道呢，圣经中有两卷书是从神的神的百姓呢，是一个女子的，用女子的聪明女子的名字的。
The other one is a Ruth.
那另外一本书就是路德记。
And the book Esther is actually that's written history about the chosen people when they live in the Persian Empire.
那在以斯帖记呢，是在在波斯大波斯在波斯的领导波斯王领导的时候所写的。
And at the time there's a Ahasuerus was king. He was the son of Darian. So be.
那亚哈水鲁是那时候的王呢？亚哈水鲁就是大利乌的，大利乌王的儿子。
And actually, this, if you look at this, this book is after Nehemiah.
那这以斯帖记呢是放在尼希米记后面。
But actually, this book was written before the book of Nehemiah.
可是呢，以斯帖记其实是在尼希米记之前所记录下来的。
It was before 25 years of the book of the Nehemiah, or before Nehemiah.Let the third group of a third batch of group return to Jerusalem.
那以斯帖记呢是在尼希米呢带领第三批的选被掳的民回到耶路撒冷所写的。
So those that remains to stay in the in this in the Persian Empire. Were the people that maybe they chose not to return?
那些还是居留在那时候波斯王统领的这个土地的波斯王统领的地图的时候呢？那这是发生在哪个时候
？Was a group of people they chose not to return?
那他们是一群呢选择不。选择不回耶路撒冷的一群的神的选民。
Because we know that in the histories there were three batch of people returned to Jerusalem.
因为我们知道呢，从历史上来看呢，我们有神的选民分成三族呢来回归。
So in the book of Esther, actually recorded that and still got the remnants stay in the Persian Empire.
那一些帖记呢，就记录了那些还是在波斯王统领
波斯王国
统领的时候呢的剩余的子民。
And actually, this the theme for this book is actually God is a savior or God is a deliverance of his people.
那以斯帖记的主题呢，就是神是。他百姓的救赎主。
So chapter one does actually is it's kind of beginnings on how God to save His people.
那第一章就记载了神开始的时候怎么样来拯救他的选民。
Because later on does is kind of plot unfolded how they plotted against the Jews or against the chosen people.
那之后呢，就记载了那些在。当时候的那些居民呢，怎么样来设计陷害犹太人
？Or put it this way, that's the enemy of the Jews. How he or plotted or how he conspired to do something to kill all the Jews in the region.
那也另外一个意思也可以这样说，就是那神这些神的选民的这些仇敌呢，是怎么样来设计来陷害呢？当时在住在波斯王国统领的这个土地当中的这些犹太人。
Okay, chapter one that's it only got 22 verses.
以斯帖记第一章呢，有总共有22节。
And we can divide it into three parts.
那我们能够分成三个部分。
And first part is 1 to first part 1 to 8.
第一部分就是第一节到第八节。
And here is talk about that the kings actually have the kind of days for showing off his wealth and his majesty.
那这一第一到第八节就述说了亚哈水鲁王呢，把他荣耀之国的丰富和他美好威严的尊贵呢，显给许多人看。
And also does the banquet.
那他也设摆了许多的筵席。
And from 9 to 12.
第九到第十二节。
It talk about that the queen Vashti's disobeyed the king's commands.
那就说到呢，王后瓦什提呢就不遵从王的吩咐。
And the last part 13 to 22, that the king discussed with his counselor or his the those that really that's close to him, how to deal with the disobedience of the queen.
那第十三到二十二节呢，就说到呢，王和那些他与他很与他很亲近的这些众首领呢，就来讨论说要怎么样来处置这个不遵从王吩咐的王后。
But we know that later on that this queen was deposed.
之后呢，我们就知道呢，瓦什提王后呢是被贬。
Okay, we look at this. Look at this. Was 1 to 8.
我们看第一节到第八节。
One to eight.
第一节到第八节。
So here does it talk about that some first talk about that some how big the Persian Empire.
那第一节就告诉我们呢，这个波斯王统治的时候呢的这个收的土地是有多大。
Was once it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, and this was the Ahasuerus who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia.
那第一节告诉我们，亚哈水鲁作王，从印度直到古时，统管127省。
Actually, we know that the Persian Empire was established. It's part of the prophecies mentioned by the prophet of Daniel in the book of Daniel.
那我们知道呢，波斯王统治的时候呢，是曾在但以理书上所预言的。
And so we know that it's a part of the kind of the plan of God.
那我们知道呢，从这里可以看到是神的计划当中的其中一个部分。
And but of course the kings did not know that he had this power or he had this kingship was of God.
可是那时候呢，亚哈水鲁王不知道呢，其实他能够做王，是因为神的作为。
And Persian Empire was a war power at the time.
那时候呢，波斯王国呢是唯一一个有权力的王。
At the time, the kings held such a great kind of a show off or exhibition of his wealth, actually, for a purpose.
那时候呢，他把他荣耀之国，还有他美好威严的尊贵呢，来显给他人看，是有一个目的的。
Because he invited all the general, all the his officers. From different region that together to discuss a plan, a military plan to attack Greece.
那因为那时候呢，他就把波斯和马代的贵权，就是各省的贵胄与首领呢，在他面前呢，是为了要来设计呢，来怎么样来攻打这个
Greece,
希腊。
So that's why that's why he invited and then.To show that I have this power, I have this wealth, I have the money, so I will be able to conquer Greece.
那时候呢，就是为了要显给那些他所招来的人呢，是告诉他们说他是多么的，他的财宝是多么的丰富。
So you see that he held this kind of great gatherings in the capital, Susan.
那他就在苏珊城呢，就是他的这个国家的这个首都呢，来设摆筵席。
And heavens show all the his wealth maybe for 180 days here mentioned.
那这里呢，就提到呢，他把这些他荣耀之国的丰富和美好威严的尊贵呢，给他们看了许多日，就是180日。
I think that's he got a lot of wealth. It's stored in different places. Maybe it takes 180 days for them to see it.
那我想呢，他应该是有非常多的这些这些财宝呢，财富呢，让他们能够看了180日。
And also that's followed by a banquet, a feast.
他有设摆筵席。
And then there's and later on there's when this days are completed, and was five, when this days was completed, the king made a feast lasting 7 days for all the people who were present in Susan and the citadel, from great to small in the court of the gardens of the king's palace.
第五节，这日子满了，又为所有住苏珊城的大小人民，在御园的院子里设摆筵席七日。
So from here, that's how we can learn a teaching.
那这里呢，我们能够学到一个教训。
We can see that people in the world, or the kings, the king that's in the world, they all pursue after their wealth, position, and authority.
那我们能够在这里学到呢？那这些在世上所居住的这些王和这些子民呢，都是 来享受呢他们这些美好这些尊贵的这些地位。
He need to let other people know that how much wealth he has or authority he has.
他们这些是要让其他人能够看到呢，他是多么的多么的他是有非常多的这些财富呢，还有这些他尊贵的地位。
In order to show that his majesty.
是为了要让他们看见他这个作为王的这个权势。
But today, that's so as a Christian, that we should not.
可是今天作为一个基督徒，我们不应该要这么做。
We were taught that we should not pursue the worldly's vain glory.
那我们被教导呢，不应该来追求呢这些属世的这些荣耀。
Because that's a temporal.
因为这是短暂的。
And our destination is not of this world.
那我们的目标呢？其实不是在这个世界上。
But it's in the kingdom of God.
可是乃是神的国。
So when Jesus Christ, when he was on earth,
那当耶稣在世上的时候
，he prayed to the Father.
那他向父祷告。
We know that when he was on earth, he suffered.
那在世上的时候呢？耶稣来冲来遭受患难。
No one gave him glory.
那没有人给他荣耀。
Most of them that's of course is some of them believe in him.
那当然有一些人呢还是相信他。
But most of them that's chose not to believe and go and went against him.
可是许多的人呢来选择不相信耶稣，反而来跟他敌对。
And when he came to the world,
那当他来到世上的时候
，he born in a very humble family.
那他就出生在一个谦卑的一个家庭里面。
Because it is so that actually those that follow God, those do the will of God.
因为那些呢，因为他所出生的家庭是遵从神的旨意的人。
They don't strive for the worldly glory.
他们呢不来追求世上的荣耀。
But to seek the glory from the Lord, from the kings of kings, the lords of the Lord.
反正他们是追求那个追求从神就追求神是那个万王之王万国。
Look at Gospel John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Gospel John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
Gospel John chapter 17:4-5.
约翰福音十七章第四到第五节。
John chapter 17:4-5.
约翰福音十七章四到五节。
For I have glorified you on the earth, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
So what Jesus Christ demonstrated was he actually does a glory, he give glory to God or glorify God.
那在这里呢，耶稣呢来献荣耀给神。
So he sacrificed himself for our sin.
那他牺牲自己呢，是为了我们的罪。
In order to glorify the name of God.
是为了要荣耀神的名字。
So that's why I say, I have glorified you on the earth.
那这里呢，就说到我在地上已经荣耀你。
How he glorified God on the earth?
那他怎么样来在世上荣耀神呢？
He glorified God by finishing the things entrusted into his hands.
那他就是通过神所托付他的事呢，他已经成全了。
So when he done the will of God, he actually, as a result, he glorified God.
他完成了神所给他的旨意呢，那他就是已经荣耀神
了。So today, that's what we seek. If we want to seek the glory of God, we need to first seek to do the will of God.
那今天如果我们要追求神的荣耀的话，那我们就要先做神完成神的旨意。
When we finish doing the will of God.And God will give His glory. God will glorify us.
那当我们完成了神的旨意之后呢，神就会把他的荣耀呢来给我们。
So that's why verse 4:5 say that now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself.
那在第四、第五节就告诉我们呢，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀。
But we know that Jesus Christ was God.
那可是我们知道呢，耶稣是神。
Is God. Sorry, Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣是神。
And but he was humble, and God became flesh.
但是他谦卑，他就他变成肉身来到世上。
And
他道成肉身变来到世上。
And he actually said, "Pray to God in his As a son.
那他向神祷告的时候是作为一个儿子的身份来祷告。
It's for us to learn or to emulate.
是为了要让我们来从他身上学习。
Paul learned from God, Jesus Christ.
那保罗从耶稣身上学习。
Paul did not seek his own glory or the glory of the world.
那保罗没有追求他自己的荣耀，还有世上的荣耀。
Look at Paul. That's when Paul decided to follow Jesus Christ.
那当保罗呢来决定要来跟从耶稣的时候。
Or rather, that's when Paul was chosen by God when he was on the way to Damascus.
当保罗被拣选的时候，就是在大马士革的路上的时候。
And he was shown a great knight.
那他就被一个很光的、很亮的光来照。
He fell to the floor and he could not see.
那他就伏在地上呢，不能眼睛不能看见。
And the first thing he asked God is, "Who are you?"
那第一个问题他所问神的就是呢，主啊，你是谁
？When Jesus Christ revealed himself that I am the one that you persecuted.
那当神告诉他的时候呢，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
So when Paul got to know Jesus, his God.
当保罗知道耶稣是主的时候
，he forsook his positions.
那他就呢，把他所追求的一切地位呢，来舍弃。
We know Paul was a Pharisee. He's a lawyer. At that time, he was respected, was a high-ranking officer in the society.
那我们知道呢，那时候呢，保罗是一个法利赛人呢，他也是在社会上面有非常高地位的人。
He was the leader.
他是一个首领。
But he forsook all these positions.
可是他撇弃这些一切的地位。
When he served the law, he relied on his own work to sustain himself.
那当他侍奉神的时候呢，他就用他的工作呢来维持他自己的生活。
He was a tent maker.
他是 搭帐，他是一个做帐篷生意的人。
But of course, the church still look after his need, but he still do something for himself to sustain, to keep the work going.
那时候呢，教会也有提供他一些帮助呢。那他也是在自己，还是也有利用自己的这些生活上的一些他所做的一些事情呢，来维持他的
生活。If you look from the perspective, that's it seems as the position of Paul or the situation of Paul was getting worse.
那我们能够在当我们继续来读的时候呢，那我们知道保罗这些生的这地位呢，非常的。
Was getting worse. His situation getting worse.
那他的生活状况呢，非常糟糕。
And he suffered hunger.
那他要来受挨饿。
And he suffered persecution.
那他也受到逼迫。
So where's the glory?
那他的荣耀在哪里呢？
At that time, it seems there's no glory at all.
那个时候，我们可能觉得他是没有荣耀的。
Every day, while he faces hardship, and also that's false brothers.
那每一天呢，他要面对一些困难的一些艰难的事情呢， and, 那他也是要面对这些弟兄们的这些对他来的质疑。
And life threatening situation.
那他也受到这些生命与生命有非常。关乎他生命的一些事情。
But he did not murmur at all.
可是他没有向神抱怨。
He knew that what he was doing.
那他知道他所做的是什么。
He knew that why does he became the apostle of Gentiles.
那他知道为什么呢？他是作为外邦人的使徒。
But why from the beginning God already showed him that he need to suffer for me.
那他知道呢？从当他开始。认识神的时候，他就知道他是要为了耶稣而来受逼迫。
But Paul in his heart truly understand that he will be awarded or will be glorified by God.
可是他知道呢，到最后呢，他是会让神来荣耀的，他就会被神荣耀，而且他也会
奖赏。
他也会得奖赏。
We look at Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
罗马书十八章第八节。八章第八节。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
八章十八节，我想现在的苦处若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
So sometimes that's what hinder us from doing the work of God.
那有的时候呢，我们知道什么会来阻止我们来做神的工吗
？Is the world is the lifestyle in the world？
就是我们在世上的生活。
We cannot really take up the course.
我们不能够呢来。
Cross.
我们不能够来背起这十字架。
We cannot truly deny ourselves.
我们不能够呢来真正的来否认自己。
Deny ourselves meaning deny this old man, the old self.
那否认自己呢，就是来否认我们这个旧人。
Meaning that we should say no to our fleshly desire, our old self thinking or the way of doing things.
那我们就是要来否认呢，我们这些旧人的思想呢，还有这些身体的这些情欲。
We cannot really just have a trust or really just believe that the glory and the reward will be waiting for us.
我们要真的来相信呢，我们所信的，还有我们之后所得的奖赏。
So Paul said that shall be revealed in us.
那保罗就说到呢，就是比起将来要显于我们的荣耀。
So this is the teaching we can learn from the when the kings show off his glory.
那就是我们能够从这个亚哈水鲁王来显出他的这些荣耀的时候呢，来所得的教训。
We come back to Esther chapter 1.
我们看回以斯帖记第一章。
Esther chapter 1.
以斯帖记第一章。
So here there's something happens during the feast.
那在这个宴席在办的时候呢，那有一些事情发生了。
We know that at the time the king was kind of very generous.
那个时候呢，我们能够看到呢，亚哈水鲁王是一个宽宏的一个王。
No, and that's as they actually have the having a feast in a very luxurious place.
那他们的这个筵席呢，是摆在一个非常奢侈的一个地方。
So verse 6 it described as the environment.
那第六节呢，就提到描述了这样的环境。
And there were white and blue linen curtains fastened with cloaks of fine linen and purples on silver rows, marble pillar, and the couch was of gold, silver on the mosaic pavement of alabaster, tonkos, and white and black marble.
第六节有白色、绿色、蓝色的帐子，用细麻绳、紫色绳从银环内系在白玉石柱上。有金银的床榻摆在红、白、黄、黑玉石的铺石地上。
And seven, and they served drinks in a golden vessel, each vessel being different from the other, with the royal wine in abundance according to the generosity of the kings.Was A in accordance with the law, and the drinking was not compulsory. For so the king had ordered all of his household that they should do according to each man's pleasure.
第七节，用金器皿赐酒，器皿各有不同，御酒甚多，主显王的后裔。第八节，喝酒有力，不准勉强人。英王吩咐宫里的一切臣宰，让人各随己意。
But here was A, it mentioned that should do according to each man's pleasure.
第八节有说到让人各随己意。
Meaning that you can drink as much you like.
那就说到呢，他们可以喝多少都行。
So you see that in such an environment, when they have drunken wine.
那在这样的环境里面，当他们喝了许多酒之后呢
？Of course, there's some things that especially the king when he spoke, maybe is not very correct.
那当他们喝多的时候呢？那当王在说话的时候，可能是他所说的也不是很正确的。
Well, look at verse 10. Just go quickly.
我们看第十节。
On the seventh day.The king was merry with wine. He commanded the seven eunuchs and to bring Queen Vashti before the king.
第七日，亚哈水鲁王饮酒，心中快乐，就吩咐在他面前侍立的七个太监。那十一节，请王后瓦什提呢，带王后的冠冕来到来到王的面前。
So here was tense mentioned that was merry with wine.
第十节就说到他饮酒心中快乐。
And then he commanded in front of all his counselor, and also all the king's officers or the military general, and to bring his wife before all the female.All his officer.
那王就吩咐呢，在他势力的七个太监呢，就来，把这个王后带到他面前呢，是为了要显出他的容貌甚美。
So you can see that the decision was made after drinking wine, sometimes not very wise.
那时候呢，他这个决定呢，是在他饮酒之后。
But we know that at times as a king's people's.Actually, respected king as like a god.
那时候呢，这些王的子民呢，就把这个王呢看为是他们的神一样。
Whatever decision he makes will be law to them.
那这些王所决定的事情呢，就对他们来说是一个律法。
Even if it's a wrong decision,
虽然是一个错误的决定
，they need to follow.
那他们必须要遵守。
Maybe later on they come up another rule to neutralize the wrong decision.
那可能之后呢，他们就会来说出一个另外一个律例呢，来 来
neutralize，
综合他之前所说的。
But the king at that time did not prepare mentally that his wife would be disobedient to his commands.
可是那时候他就没有想到呢，这个王后呢会不遵守他的命令。
Meaning that when he make this decision without a second thought.
那他这时候呢他是没有来第二，他就没有来做。对这样的事情做准备。
And also that when he made this decision, he did not respect the position given by God.
那他做这样的决定呢，也没有来尊来呃来
respect 尊敬神。
他没有尊敬神所伸缩给他的这些荣耀的地位。
Of course, God's interest is set up all the kings on earth interest to carry out His will.
那当然呢，神在世上呢来有神在世上的提拔一些王呢，是为了让他们来成全神的旨意。
So today, that's we should not be a foolish guys.
那今天我们不要做一个愚蠢的人。
And also should not I'm not saying that you cannot drink wine, but try not to.
那我不是说我们不能够饮酒，可是我们必须要尽量的避免来饮酒。
We look at Ephesians chapter 5.
你看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
From 15 to 18.
十五到十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, from 15 to 18.
以弗所书第五章十五到十八节。
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of God is. 18. Do not be drunk with wine in which dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit.
15. 你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要当向智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So you see that being drunk and actually make a sharp contrast with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就是你们能够看到呢，醉酒呢跟圣灵跟被圣灵充满是有一个对比的。
No matter what, that's when you drink wine, that's if give mentally, you will be affected.
那当我们饮酒的时候呢，我们的思想呢会被影响。
You will lose your alertness or watchfulness.
那它就会让我们的这些我们不能够来谨慎。
Your tongue become loose.
我们不能够来。
Your tongue will become loose.
我们的口舌不能够说正常的话语。
我们会随便说话。
我们会随便说话。
And then you can speak a lot of different things that may not be in love with the will of God.
那我们可能说的呢是不能够来是那些不是遵从神旨意所说的话。
So what we get from here that drinking wine can spiritually speaking refer to our lifestyle.
那这里饮酒呢是能够来凸显我们生活，我们的生活。
And our lives should not be actually follow follow how the people enjoy their life.
那我们不应当来饮酒呢，就好像世上的人来饮酒来是为了要享受生活一样。
Rather, that's how we need to understand the will of God.
可是呢，我们应该要明白神的旨意。
Because the time's coming, is coming, it's running short.
那因为神的日子将要来到。
So he said that we have less time to do the will of God.
那我们就会有我们就拥有越来越短的时间呢，能够来做神的。
But rather that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to do the will of God.
是我们应该要被圣灵充满了来做神的，来完成神的旨意。
So there's something we can learn from the Esther chapter 1 when the king's drinking wine together with his officer.
是我们能够从以斯帖记第一章的当亚哈水鲁王饮酒所得的教训。
Of course, in the Bible, it says that for those ordained workers, we should not drink. Look at First Peter.
我们看彼得前书。
First Timothy.
抱歉，是提摩太前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3 was 3.
提摩太前书三章第三节。
So for the ordained worker.
是那些做监督的。
被告立的工人。案例的工人。
被案例的工人。
It says, not given to wine.
不饮酒之事。
And was 8.
第八节。
Nine was deep, must be reverent.Notable tank, not given much wine.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒。
So here, that's the key is that try not to drink wine.
那这些给我们的教训呢，就是我们不要好喝酒。
Because when you drink wine, of course, I'm not saying that you can't drink, but you cultivate a habit that we drink more.
那不是说我们不能够喝酒，可是是因为当我们喝酒时呢，我们就会想要越喝越多。
Or maybe your body get used to the alcohol.
那可能我们的身体呢，也会因为这些酒精呢，来能够来变成一个很普通的一件事情。
And then, so you want to kind of use alcohol to stimulate or to give you energy.
那可能我们必须要用呢这些酒精呢，来使我们能够有力量，有。对，有力量。
So that's something that we can learn from here.
那我们这是能够在这里所学习到的教训。
We come back to Esther.
看以斯帖记。
And okay, so here that's Vashti refused to come at the king's commands.
这里瓦斯提呢就。不遵从王的命令。
It could be due to the reason that at that time, in the Persian Empire, there's a custom that ladies should not expose themselves to the male party or something like that.
那可能就是因为那时候呢，在波斯王统治的时候呢，可能他们是有一个命令呢，就是
custom，
就是有个风俗呢，就是他们不能够在这些不除了丈夫以外的男人呢，来露出他们的面貌。
Before the male party in the male party，
那可能就是在这些
男的众人
当中来露出他们的面貌。
And maybe that's one of the reasons that Queen Vashti found as a It's inappropriate, so he obeyed the king's commands.
可能就是因为王后瓦斯尼呢提呢觉得这是不合规矩的，所以他就来不遵从神王的命令。
But you can see that the decision why does kings to blame Queen Vashti to show off the queen's beauty.Before all the officer was to promote, actually to promote his authority or promote king's glories.
那时候呢，王呢是为了王这样做呢，是因为他是为了要来显出来他的这个权柄。
Just to show that my wife beautiful than your wife, is number one.
就是要让各等臣民来看她的美貌。
So here that's both that's did not respect to one another.
那这里呢
？Did not show respect to one another.
这里呢，王和这个王后呢就没有相互的来尊重。
But what cause of it?
那这是为什么呢
？But we know that as a king that's or the teacher we can learn from here is that why husband and wife cannot live a kind of harmonious life or to show respect to one another. There's a reason behind.
那这里我们可看到呢，他们这个夫妻呢，没有向对方的来显出尊重，这是因为有一个原因的。
Because the husband, for his pride, he did not show respect his wife first.
那因为丈夫呢，出于这个骄傲呢，他就没有来尊重他的妻子。
When he made this decision, he did not consider Queen Vashti.
那当他做这个决定的时候，他就没有来想到他的王后瓦斯提。
He just wanted to show his beauty, her beauty before all the male officers.
他只是为了要让各城的民呢来看到他的美貌。
Become a part of the program of the feast.
他就好像一个节目一样，作为一个让其他人观赏的一个节目。
Of course, it's a Queen's Vashti that's fine, that's it's unacceptable.
那当然，王后瓦斯提觉得这事是不能够来被接受的。
So it's important that when we marry in the Lord, we should show respect to one another.
那非常重要的是呢，当我们在主里成婚的时候呢，我们就应该要来尊重我们的另外的一个伴侣。
Though the husband is the head of the family.
当然，丈夫是一家的支柱。
But as a head of family, is based on the truth.
那可是这一家之主呢，是要在真理上来建立的。
But before making any decision, we should consider. You have the wife, and then maybe that some we need to consider whether your decision will going to affect your another half.
那在我们做决定的时候呢，我们应该要想到呢，来我们的妻子。 那我们就要来尊重，我们就要来互相尊重。
Of course, the king won't consider this aspect because maybe he got many wives.
可是那时候呢，王就没有想到这样的一个事情呢。那可能他那时候可能有很多的妻子。
But when we live a life as a couple in the Lord, we should show respect to one another.
那当我们在夫妻，在我们当我们一个夫妻来侍奉神的时候呢，我们就要该互相尊重。
In First Peter, it mentioned that just last Bible verses.
看彼得前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
And chapter 3 was 7.
第七节。
Husband likewise. Them with understanding, give honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayer may not be hindered.
第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因她比你软弱，若与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要尊重她，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So here, there's a Paul, Peter especially mentioned that. As a husband, we need to show respect to the wife.
那这里呢，彼得呢，这样来告诉我们呢，我们要尊重我们的妻子。
Because physically, that's the wife is weaker.
那因为呢，我们妻子呢，比丈夫软弱。
So he said that live with them or live with the wife with the understanding.
那所以呢，要按情理和妻子同住。
Understanding meaning that's kind of knowledge.
那情理,
you need to know your wife.
情理呢，也是代表的知识，所以呢，我们就要来明白、来了解我们的妻子。
Knowledge is gained through to communicate with one another.
那知识呢，就是从我们从丈夫和妻子的沟通得来的。
And also that's when we show our appreciation and also our humility to one another. In order to have this harmonious couple life.
那当然也是要通过我们来显出我们的这些谦卑的心呢，来珍惜这个妻子还有丈夫。
We end our Bible study.
我们这里结束我们。
We have a some prayer.
我们一起同心默祷。
Amen.